Coming up.
Dashboard apps are a hot new commodity. We have smart technology everywhere. We need them in our cars, too, right? But automakers are struggling to keep up with this smart tech. And tech giants like Apple and Google are proving to reign supreme once again. It's an uphill battle. Will the car makers make it up this hill? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. As we all know, smart technology is moving at an extremely rapid pace. Most of us have trouble keeping up. But one group feeling this burn in particular are automakers. Dashboard apps are becoming quite a hot commodity for the new car buyer, and automakers would obviously like to cash in on this. But creating the right car app, at least one that's appealing to consumers, is harder than it seems, apparently. One automaker is throwing in the towel completely and opting to embrace software from potential rivals like Apple and Google. Here to explain the complicated struggle car makers are having with integrating new technology is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Ramsey. Welcome, Mike.
Great to be here.
If you can first give me an idea of who the big players are in terms of dashboard apps.
Well, in a car, the most important apps that you use from your phone today are Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. There are a number of music-related applications. There are a few applications that allow you to do voice-to-texting or will read your text, incoming text. And that's because there's not much that people want you to do while you're driving, of course. So it's primarily music. And the big issue that a lot of car makers have had is since Ford really brought this to the car, each car maker had to develop their own app to be used on a phone. So if you had a Honda, you had to get the Honda Pandora. If you had a Ford, you had to get the Ford Pandora. And it's irritating. People didn't know how to use it. Unless you were really a power user,
right,
you might not go to the trouble.
Right, right. So it's really not a huge surprise that automakers would say, listen, this is getting complicated. Let's go with what already works.
Well, really, there's only one company that so far has said we're not going to build our own music or applications. We're just going to leave that to Apple and Google. And that's Hyundai.
Right.
Now, they still build software for their car. Like they have an app that you can unlock your car, remotely start your car. But that's a very specific thing. They just aren't any more going to be bothering with doing a Pandora app for Hyundai or any of that. What they want is the experience. You come in, you plug in your phone, and all those things that are on your phone appear on the screen, which is what people have been asking for forever.
Right. So Hyundai is definitively out, but, you know, obviously automakers continue to spend big money working on their own systems.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status out there? Like, is there a lot of money going into this, and who's really pumping in the cash?
Well, so Ford is the they're kind of the originator of this technology,
mm-hmm.
And they should get a lot of credit. Their system works better than almost anyone else's, even though early on they've kind of taken some umbrage for their multimedia system. Honestly, I think Ford's system is the most slick. They are planning to bring CarPlay and Android Auto into the car as well, but they haven't said exactly when. Toyota has not committed to bringing either in at all.
Mm.
And what Toyota has done, though, is said that they are willing to look at using Ford's open source system for building apps on their own, which would mean that if Ford used it and Toyota used it, you would be accounting for something on the order of 30% of the U.S. market. That's a pretty significant. They could together combine for a legitimate competitor to, you know, Apple and Google for developing apps. So, and they're saying, hey, look, you can develop this third-party app that will work for Apple and Google. Ford wants all the car makers to use their open source system. So
mm-hmm.
The question comes like, why do they want to do it? Well, they want to do it because I think that Ford and Toyota don't want people to think that the cool thing in their car is from Apple and Google.
Right.
You know?
It's interesting because, I mean, it seems like it's definitely it's been a struggle for the automakers. And I wonder if it's a testament to, you know, whether or not it's possible to keep up with what these consumers want and what Apple is doing correct, you know? Or companies like Apple, I should say.
It is. And it's a losing battle on a lot of fronts I think that they have an ace in the hole that may change things. Okay, so if the connectivity in your car, the connectivity to the internet, and is through your phone, what's the problem? Well, the problem is that your phone keeps changing, the apps keep changing, the
right.
phone gets more powerful, but the car, it doesn't change. So they're fighting this rear guard action to try to keep up with the phone that keeps changing every year or two. And so the connectivity through the phone and the apps, really, it needs, you know, that's why they have such an advantage. But where they may be able to catch up and offer a more elegant, integrated solution that with hand controls and controlling other features in the car that Apple and Google can't, is that starting really this year, 2015, and going into next year, cars are beginning to be connected to the Internet. GM pretty much offers 4G LTE connectivity in all of their vehicles. Other car makers are starting to do it as well, and soon Internet connectivity in a car is going to be like a SIM card that's your car's SIM card. That's going by 2017, that's going to be ubiquitous almost. So now the car is its own phone. It can be updated itself. It can get new apps. It can, you know, be more elegant in its voice activation, using the cloud to understand what you're asking for instead of a clunky voice activation that doesn't work a lot of the time. So in a way, that might also be a reason for the automakers to keep going, is because if they get to this period, now they can offer something that would maybe give you more access to controls in your car than what Apple and Google can do. So I think that it's very interesting, because they're sort of like frenemies, right? They want, GM really badly wanted CarPlay in their cars because people want it. At the same time, GM is still developing its own software and its own systems.
Yeah, it's complicated. Mike Ramsey, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Sure, thanks a lot.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast for all of the latest updates. We're also online at WSJ.com/podcast, and look for us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.